Hello, I'm Lewis.
Hi, and I'm Ian.
And this is post number 35 on 101 video games that made my life slightly better. We're doing House of the Dead Overkill this time. And this is our first podcast.
I was going to say, it's also our very first podcast. You've obviously read lots of Lewis's posts. You may have read the two or three that I've actually done.
One or two. Although, bizarrely, Tekken 2 is still the highest rated post on the whole blog.
Well, you know, it's quality, it's not quantity. That's what matters in these situations. But yes, so our first podcast, and we've picked a doozy of a game, House of the Dead Overkill.
I don't know. It's a DJ.
I've picked up the box as well, as if there's a camera here to show us the game. But, opening thoughts.
House of the Dead, yeah, what a mental game. It's like, it's just like playing a big movie. I mean, like,
it's the first comedy Freudian game ever been released. I mean, we should probably have spoiler warnings at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
If you've not played the game, it's well worth playing through.
Yeah.
Because the ending is unbelievable. It's one of the few times I've actually been stunned into silence by the ending of a computer game.
I remember just turning to your open mouth, wondering what the hell I just seen.
Yeah, you've seen it and now you can't unsee it. So, spoiler warnings for all this. But yeah, let's just go straight for it.
The game ends with the protagonist, well, not the protagonist, the nemesis, crawling into his mother's womb. Literally crawling into his mother's womb.
The mother has turned into a massive giant mutant. And also, we should say that the mother is actually the female love interest who's had her brain removed, placed in a jar, has then had the mother's brain put in her body, has then snogged the nemesis guy, and then has become a giant mutant monster, and has been shot and killed, and then he then crawls into the womb.
Unbelievable.
And dies.
I'm still seeing it. It burns into my retina. I can never unsee that.
But, I mean, it's a fantastic game, and I think it really... I've played various House of the Dead games before, but the one thing that always slightly depressed me and annoyed me was just how serious they took themselves.
Yeah.
Such a ridiculous format, yet it was just played so straight.
Yeah, and yeah, ironically now they're kind of aping a B-movie, and yet the acting is so much better than it was in the first one.
Exactly, yeah, so much more believable, and which is just ridiculous.
Yeah. I should mention the continuity error at the beginning is brilliant. The way they do the B-movies, and there's a fantastic scene at the beginning where a guy, I think he's wearing sunglasses, and then the next scene they've disappeared. I think it's just such a nice touch. They really kind of homes in on a kind of B-movie aesthetic.
Well, and I think the game itself is actually funny, which not many games are. You know, I mean, you could probably put on a hand the actual laugh out loud. The times you've actually laughed out loud at computer games, most of them have been in this game. Because there are moments which genuinely were very, very amusing. The various ways they introduce each level, and this whole B-movie aesthetic just works perfectly.
Yeah.
And it just fits in. And it's strange that not more games have gone down that road.
I know. I mean, the other thing as well is the swearing. Just hilarious swearing. Swearing really is big and clever.
We won't swear, because otherwise we'll earn ourselves an explicit tag.
Yeah.
We want the kiddies to listen to this, although we have just talked about a man climbing into a woman's vagina. But it works perfectly, because all the way through the game, there's a very amusing thing where the main character, euphemism, mother hugger.
Mother hugger.
We all know the real word. He uses mother hugger constantly all the way through the game.
I think it's like 5%. The script of the entire game is the F word.
Well,
it's something like that.
What's his name? It's G and who's the other? Something Washington. What's his name? Let me have a quick look. Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington.
I really don't think it's Denzel Washington.
Come on, what is it?
I think it's just Washington. Well, whoever gave it to Ted, it's not important.
It's a good name though. It's a very kind of 70s. exploitation flick name.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Agent G and
some other guy.
Dexter Washington or something like that. I'm sure it's something insane like that.
I wish it was Dexter Washington.
Bullet Washington.
Oh, God. But anyway. very good game.
But the fantastic thing as well is just taking the a character that appeared in previous House of the Dead games, again, always acted in such a straight way. I hope that's recorded. And my computer just went dark. I hope that recorded. Such a straight way, and then just to, you know, it was essentially House of the Dead Overkill is actually a prequel to all the previous House of the Dead games. Well, Agent G is younger, so I think it's supposed to be set in the 70s or 80s.
You know, that certainly, that passed me by entirely. I was concentrating.
It's the subtleness in the story, yeah, so it's actually a prequel, so next time you play House of the Dead, remember the adventure that Agent G has already gone through.
Oh dear. Anyway, yeah.
It's just Detective Washington. I don't know if we do hear his first name. Maybe
I don't know. Who cares what his name is? Oh dear. Anyway, good game. One of the best ones for the Wii, I reckon.
And yeah, definitely well worth giving it. Yeah, playing. I suppose the downside to close down. Really.
Yeah, the Slender is terrible. It's, when you're playing with two players, it's pretty shocking. But.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for single player is not too bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, but to be honest, the joy of the game is to play.
And they're really pushing the graphics, I think, for the Wii.
Yeah, definitely. It's
really quite impressive from it. Would look out taking the 360 or a PS3.
Yeah, I mean, it works well enough, but it's just there were moments where you just like, oh. Especially as one of the special things you could pick up is a kind of slow down drug. And
that just makes everything go bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right, but allows you to shoot the golden brains. So.
I was wondering when you start mentioning the golden brains.
But yes, is there anything you wish to add, Lewis?
No. So I think it's been an interesting first podcast. It's been great working with you, or not working with you.
it does remind me of being a child, and recording your own radio show on tape and then forcing parents or siblings to listen. So maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll get our mums to listen to it.
But more than the word mother hugger.
That's a very Freudian thing. That the first thing I thought there was mum. On that bombshell.
Oh dear, let's stop this filth right away.